Good afternoon, everyone. This is a predestination update. It's about 6:30, running a little bit. 6:31, we're almost on time. Used to have a book when I was coming up. It was called Tommy Too Late. It was a book teaching people how to tell time so they wouldn't be late to school and wherever they were going. Well, there's a lot of people that think that you're too late for this or you're too late for that. There's a song called Wasted Years. You know, there's a song, I've heard preachers get up and talk about missed opportunities and accidents and fate and unplanned events and all this. Well, let me tell you something. God has planned it all out. He definitely has his strategy in human history, but his strategy is absolute. It's unchanging. He's immutable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all these events that we see unfolding before our eyes is absolutely planned out by God Almighty. You know, and he just, by the breath of his mouth, he brought the world into existence. You know, he said, let there be light, and there was light. And a lot of people have denied creation. They've denied the resurrection. I had a doctor tell me one time that Christ didn't actually die. He never died. He swooned. He swooned. He called it swooning. And then came back alive. He never actually died and then resurrected. He didn't have He couldn't respond to the fact that Christ ascended back to heaven after he did resurrect. You know. So the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ is very important. Part of history. It's a historical fact. The virgin birth is a historical fact. The miracles of Christ are historical fact. Did you hear that, Thomas Jefferson, in your Jeffersonian Bible that you took all the miracles and the virgin birth out of? The message that I sent out to everyone today, I want to re-stress the interview that I did with Walter Williams from Detroit, Michigan. Walter was a student of the history of the Jesuits, and he has a lot of historical knowledge about not only the origin of the Jesuits, the military order of the Roman Catholic Church, the involvement of the Masons with the Jesuits, Albert Pike, and also relationship to Muslim religion, the Jesuits. And the relationship that Jesuits have to all of the universities throughout the United States, the influence of the Supreme Court with the Jesuits, the linkage with Fordham University and Georgetown University to the United States government, the linkage with the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency and the NSA, and now, of course, we have the linkage to FEMA. You say, well, why are you bringing all this up? Because on the one side, we have Luciferian doctrine. That's what Masonic Lodge really is. They worship Lucifer. And now we have Pope Francis, who is a Luciferian, who is trying to bring all these religions together under one umbrella. And we have Christ, and his mission. See, the Luciferians believe that Jesus Christ is from the dark side. He's evil. And Lucifer, the light bearer, is the true God. Well, that's Antichrist. That's the beast system. And so, by the way, the Roman Catholic Church has always been evil since its inception. It's never been Christian. And look what look at it today. Well, the message for today is, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? But the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increases strength. Fear not, thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. The trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. The wicked are like the troubled thief, when it cannot rest. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But he tells the sinner, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest in the Lord. He that is entered into his rest, he also is ceased from his own works. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, that we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a difference there is between the dark side, which is Lucifer, even though he's called the light bearer, and the true light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. What a contrast between Lucifer and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our way maker, our sin bearer. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned every one to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him, on Christ, the iniquity of all of his elect. Well, today the question is, are you worshiping the light of the world, or are you worshiping Lucifer? May the good Lord be with you, is my prayer. And I pray that God will show you that you are chosen in him from the foundation of the world. God bless you.